You're listening to SBS News.
In the waters off Taiwan, China is carrying out its biggest live fire drills to date. They began in the wake of US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island and show no signs of easing. All week, the Australian government had been careful not to comment on the Speaker's visit, but on Friday, Foreign Minister Penny Wong did make some remarks about China's response. She joined her US and Japanese counterparts in labelling the military activity disproportionate and destabilising. Now, China's embassy in Australia has condemned her reaction, saying in this written statement,
"It is absolutely unacceptable for the finger-pointing on China's justified actions to safeguard state sovereignty. Australia should not take sides and blindly make unfair judgments. We also hope that the Australian side does not create new troubles and disturbances in China-Australia relations."
But the government is standing by its position. Energy Minister Chris Bowen has told Channel 9 that Australia is entitled to express its view.
"This action by China is disproportionate and it's destabilising. It's over the top. And under the Albanese government, we're going to say what we believe, we're going to call it as we see it, and we're going to act in Australia's national interests and in accordance with our values. We'll do so calmly, carefully, but we will say what we believe should happen in the region, and we will make statements even if other nations don't agree with those. We will make those statements respectfully but very strongly."
Also on Channel 9, the National's David Littleproud says the government is taking the right approach.
"And they're carrying on from exactly what we were doing in government. I think Penny Wong is doing a good job in trying to de-escalate it, to bring some calm, to try and get some common sense on this. So I think it's important that we don't overreact, but it's proportionate, and I think Penny Wong's done that with our partners, particularly the Japanese."
China expert Clive Hamilton from Charles Sturt University says Australia needs to prepare for further escalation.
"I think the possibility of some kind of military action by China against Taiwan is definitely one that should be factored into strategic calculations. Beijing is unpredictable. We know that Xi Jinping is determined to take back, take control of, to invade and annex Taiwan. So Australia must be prepared for that possibility while doing what we can to limit the possibility of it happening."
Rising global tensions are in part behind the sweeping Defence Force review that the government commissioned last week. The results aren't due until next March, but the opposition says now is the time to strengthen the Defence Forces. The Coalition's defence spokesperson, Andrew Hastie, has told the ABC the government should develop its own missile program and speed up the delivery of nuclear submarines.
"If there was a conflict around Taiwan, whether we're involved directly or indirectly on the periphery, we would certainly be in the gun, and that's why we need to build our deterrent strength, and that's why we need to exercise exceptional political leadership, diplomatic leadership, and these are the things that we need to think about as this review goes forward."
China's ambassador to Australia, Xiao Shen, is due to address the National Press Club on Wednesday. Claire Slattery, SBS News.